Barbara and folks that we know here. I was walking down the aisle there, saw their grandsons, Doug and Andrew. I told them, you know, I've never recognized them. They've grown, you know. I have not grown. I'm just in the same size, the same height. But, you know, I'm thankful to be back. Thankful fellowship. It brings us a lot of memories when we come here. You've been such a blessing to us. The first time we were here as a family was 12 years ago. And there were just 4 and 5, and we stayed at a missionary house there, and that's the first time we were here. This is their second time to the States. Now they're 14 and 16. And we were here with my wife 2 years ago, 2015. And times really flies fast, very, very fast, and it just seems yesterday, but we're so glad to be back here. We pray for you. We know that you pray for us, and God has been so good to us in those years. And we'll sing later, but let me just make a report. We're going to see a video we presented, but we are, when 2005, when we started work in Columbus City, and that's still there, and by the grace of God, after 12 years, we have now 12 churches planted, and we got, I'm pastoring now 5 churches, okay? The last time I was here, pastor, I was pastoring 2 churches. And 2 years ago, but you know, my dad resigned from pastorate 2013. That church called me also with the church that we planted, started in 2015 in Columbus City. It's still there. We trained boys, adopted them, clothed them, fed them, and trained them. Now 5 of them are pastors themselves and pastoring in different islands of the Philippines. And 2013, my dad resigned from the pastorate. Church called me, pastoring 2 churches in the last 1.5 years. We started 3 more churches, and one off in Cubao in Manila, another in Antipolo City, another province, and one in Nuvali, and the 2 churches. And so you think, I've always asked, how do you do that? I preach 6 times every Sunday, starting from 7 o'clock, then 10, then 2, then 5, then 7. And that's how we are. And that's a blessing of also having a ministry with law enforcement, because I still preach on those 5 churches, being escorted by police officers with sirens, and so we will go there. I'm on time on all services, but thankful for what God has done in all those years. And we are here right now for about a month. Right now, we arrived on April, and we'll be going back to the Philippines very soon, the first week of July, and just being here to be able to get things straightened out and be able to raise more support for our preacher boys. We are sending much more preacher boys than we could be able to support. But by the grace of God, we know it's God's work, because God is supplying, He's meeting all the needs, and by the grace of God, it's been a great blessing. Let me also say at this time that you've been a great part in our mission work in the second poorest town of the Philippines. You can remember that. You've helped us with a generator, you know, and so we've had that there. You're going to see that. That church in the mountains, again, if I may refresh you, if you have to go there, you got to fly from Manila 2 hours by plane, then ride on that island of Samar, ride on a moped with 10 Filipinos, amen, for 2 hours. And ride on a boat for 8 hours, then walk 2 hours in the mountain, jungle, in the jungle, knee-deep, mud, and the town of Silvino Luvas. It was a third year when I was here, raised that generator. Before we came in here, 3 months ago, we've organized the church into a local, independent, Bible-believing, fundamental, King James-only Baptist church. And we got 285 people there when I preached, and we were averaging about 500. We got now there 9 preacher boys, and the burden, the vision is for that island. That's 24 cities, and we're in a mountain. But the vision and the burden is to train those 9 preacher boys and get more preacher boys and send to those 24 cities on that island. And 5 years ago, when we came in there first, our preacher boy, Peter, which we had trained for when we started in Columba, came in there. Most pastors, their missionaries who are on the roads, they have electric main cities, have told me, Agile, you go there, you'll be lucky. That's what they say. You'll be lucky if you have a church there started, and if you average 30, because we've been here 20 years, but that's our average in church. But I know it's really God is into that, because in spite of the condition there, no, like nothing, 285 people. And the generator has helped greatly. You know why? Because there's no power in the whole city. It's the mountains. Every day we have service there. We got lights. People come in and people get saved. And now we have expanded that building. We could not fit the people there. We've expanded that, and they're now independent. And before I came in here from that church, we already sent out two more mission works preachers from that church. And we're just thankful you have a great part on that. Your prayers, your support is changing lives, and we are praying that God will allow us to be able to continue what we do. We have also one preacher boy that I was telling pastor that's in Mindanao, southernmost parts, and it's always been a Muslim, controlled area, and ISIS trying to get hold of that. I was there 3 months ago, preached on our church there anonymously because I'm heavily involved with law enforcement, and we got 185 people. We're meeting in a borrowed parachute from a special force guy, Cedric Barrow. I never returned it, but he's okay with that. But before I came in, I baptized five last 3 months. Five of them are Muslim, but you pray really that it's been very bad right now there. And I always say, we thank God for men. One of our preacher boys, we call them preacher boys, is now a major in the special forces. He brings all his men to church, commands them to come to church. So we got a battalion coming to church company. But I told them that we thank God for them, but the only solution for that ISIS growing is that so the gospel could go into those places and people get saved and we plant churches, that will stop ISIS. But you know, I know what the word of God says. You know, that will be a religion coming, but we have to do what we can, the best way we can with the opportunity we have right now, and just bring the gospel as it is needed and as long as the doors are open. And before we come, we're praying and planning, and pray with us. We're going to send another preacher boy to Vietnam. And that's we're praying right now. We're training, Lord willing. And we have another preacher boy in the Middle East. Lots of Filipinos working there, but he has to come back to our place right now, and he's there. But you pray for all of those. At this time, we're glad to have our boys with us, Maren and Nathan. They're taller than me. They got their looks from their mom. Praise the Lord, not me. No, I'm just kidding. But happy and thankful that our boys love the Lord. They serve the Lord. I don't force them to be my pastor. So you know my testimony. I'm a pastor's kid, a third-generation Baptist preacher. But I'm glad God called me to minister. But we pray and we love seeing them serve the Lord. Maren has learned to play his guitar on his own. I never taught him. I wish I did. But he liked to come and play a guitar right now. And we're going to show you a video. And we're going to sing as a family before I preach.
The title of the song is I Have Been Blessed. Thank you.
Well, we're going to show you a video presentation of the work of in the Philippines. What you're about to see, our staff there did this, is the places that we're ministering, our preacher boys are pastoring, and the main church there where my dad is pastoring, the building, we're working on that for the last 35 years, still building that right now, but we are doing renovations there, and our people are sacrificing 1 month of their salary to finish that. We're finishing the ground floor, it's already about 70%, that will be our Bible college, our Sunday school. We're renovating our second floor, third floor to accommodate 1,500 people, and the fourth floor is missionary rooms that we're trying to build. And again, the last time you were here, we had a part on putting that roof there. We had got a roof there, and we're working on that. The rest of our places there of worship, we're renting that only. And the need there, again, is to rent and expand those worship places because we got a lot of people coming in and getting saved and just trying to go with the Lord. So when you see this, remember that you have a great part, and we thank God for your faithful prayers and support for us. And we thank God that God is working here at the same time on the other side of this globe. Well, we thank the Lord for all those that you pray continually for our preacher boys as we continue to serve the Lord and labor there in the part of the world. This time we're going to sing as a family, and it's been a blessing with them traveling, and we'd like just to be a blessing to you tonight. I grew up in Sunday school, and I thank God for godly parents and for godly heritage. And I love to, you know, talk about the Word of God. And one of the Bible characters that I love is about David. And so we'd like to encourage you with a song about David. And the song is titled, When Compared to God. I got it? You know.
Toward them, compared to man, this giant stood so tall. But David said, my God has led me here to defeat him. So don't compare him to me, let's compare him to God.
When compared to God, everything's small. There's no giant that compares you all to the Holy One who sits upon His throne. So when you come to face a mountain so high, one glimpse of God brings it down to size. Satan would flee, you gain victory when you compare it to God.
As your giant marches closer, do you know within your heart you cannot win?
Just have the faith of David's day and shout, my God is bigger. You'll find there's nothing on earth that compares to him.
When compared to God, everything's small. There's no giant that compares it all to the Holy One who sits upon His throne. So when you come to face a mountain so high, one glimpse of God brings it down to size. Satan would flee, you'll gain victory when you compare it to God. When compared to God, everything's small. There's no giant that compares it all to the Holy One who sits upon His throne. So when you come to face a mountain so high, one glimpse of God brings it down to size. Satan will flee, you'll gain victory when you compare it to God. Satan would flee, you'll gain victory when you compare it to God.
You know, I know we love the Lord, but I hope that you don't just love the Lord because of what He does and what He does to you. But I hope we love the Lord because for who He is. And He is God, and there's no other one that we could hope and thank God for salvation when we cannot come to Him. He came to us, and so we love the Lord, and tonight we'd like to sing that song, I Love the Lord.
I was in the valley, I had sleeping low, I had slipped and fallen, and I have missed the goal.
condemnation threatened, I cried out in fear. Mercy said, forgiven, come and fly up here.
I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He lifted me way up high, set my feet upon the mountain top. Just think of it, the Lord, the King, the Creator of everything, loves me with a love that won't stop.
If you bear the burden of a sin-scarred life, past mistakes and failures haunt you in the night,
you can be forgiven, for God's word is true. On the wings of eagles, you could sing it too.
I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He lifted me way up high, set my feet upon the mountain top. Just think of it, the Lord, the King, the Creator of everything, loves me with a love that won't stop. I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He lifted me way up high, set my feet upon the mountain top. Just think of it, the Lord, the King, the Creator of everything, loves me with a love that won't stop. Just think of it, the Lord, the King, the Creator of everything, loves me with a love that won't stop.
I'll let Myron play a guitar once more, so I could get my voice rested. And I hope you got be a blessing, and we're gonna play. We love the old hymns, amen. And I'm thankful for that. It does not minister, most songs now minister to the feet. But thank God for old hymns, it ministers to the heart. And we'd like to hear that.
The title of the song is, It Is Well With My Soul.